Yo, 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 what's going on, guys? This is your boy Jimmy G back with another Jimmy G production. That's right, baby. It is June 16th, 2019. We're already in summer, guys. We're almost getting there. It's about to hit 110, 105 in some places. I am located in El Paso, Texas. We do see a high of 108, which is scorching. But not scorching enough for Texas, for my Houston Rockets. They got eliminated by Golden State. I was not expecting that. I was expecting my Rockets, you know, to soar. Just like everybody else in ESPN, everybody thought this was the Houston Rockets' opportunity, their chance to overcome the devastating loss of KD. Let KD sit on the bench and watch his Golden State Warriors just evaporate like if Thanos snapped his finger like that. But unfortunately it did not go the way I thought it was gonna go, guys. I'm so bummed out right now. As a Houston Rocket fan, loyal Houston Rocket fan, I had them predicted to get win in six games. It could have been done. I believe my Rockets could have pulled it away, but for some reason, they just kept shooting that three just like they did last year. Stuck with the three and died by the three. James Harden, I don't know, man. He just stood around the last two games. I didn't understand what was going on there. I was expecting him to crash the boards, get in the paint, make Draymond get fouled out again in game six. Did not attack them at all. Even game five, they had opportunities. They started shooting threes, and I'm looking at the TV like, no, what are you doing? Why are you shooting the three? Draymond's in foul trouble. Go. Oh, man. I was telling the TV, grab the ball, drive your shoulder into Draymond Green's chest, and get the foul. Instead, they just kept shooting that three. I'm like, what are you doing, man? Draymond has five fouls. Yeah, he's about to foul out. Drive it in the last 3 minutes of the game. Nope. But my Rockets let me down again, guys. I'm very, very disappointed. We already are in game two of the Western Conference Finals. We got Golden State and Portland tonight. We got Milwaukee and Toronto tomorrow. It's playing out the way everybody's predicting it to play out. They're thinking Milwaukee and Golden State. I could see that happening, but I can also see it going the other way. I could see Toronto pulling it out as well. Milwaukee does have a weak history in the playoffs, but so does Toronto. On the other hand, I don't know, guys. I truly feel that Golden State is better without KD. Yes, I said it. Golden State is better without Kevin Durant. Mr. Cupcake, for y'all who don't know what that means. Mr. Cupcake was a nickname given by Russell Westbrook and the OKC Thunder when he left to the Golden State Warriors, which was a... Man, y'all, I know y'all watch Game of Thrones, right? That's like a Stark betraying a Stark. This dude was loyal to OKC. We thought he was going to end his career there. He straight up turned his back on him, told him, yo, I'm out. I'm going to the kingdom of gold. And he was off, you know? And I'm expecting a three-peat from the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, I'm a Rockets fan and I'm saying it. I mean, come on, guys. You can't stop that team. Straight up. The only way I can foresee any team stopping them is either Milwaukee makes it to the finals and Giannis just has a monster game every single night, drops 45 points, has 10 plus rebounds, has 10 plus assists. That's the only way I see this happening. If not, Golden State has too much firepower and they will three-peat. Yep, I said it, three-peat. Golden State is on their way to win another final. Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum both need to have monster games in this series, in this entire series. They cannot slow down for anything. If not, it's over. It is over in six games. I can see Dame Lillard going off a couple of games, but honestly, Draymond's the factor. If you cannot foul out Draymond Green, you get in trouble because he sets up the nice screens for Klay Thompson to get that open three shot. And Steph Curry in the corner is on fire. If they let Steph Curry get in the corner, he has the best shooting percentage in the corners of all time. I can't see this happening. I'm expecting them to three-peat. The only way they can get knocked out is the Trailblazers go up tonight. Right now, they're down one game to Golden State Warriors. Golden State, damn, some bad boys out there. They straight up blasted them in game one. Portland needs this game today. They need the next game, and they need to go up 3-1 in order for this to even happen, because Kevin Durant is going to come back, I believe, game 6 or 7, and it's over. You heard me. It's over, boy. There's no way. There ain't no way. Like, that ain't going to happen. It's done. It's a wrap. Good night. Pack your bags. Sayonara. It's a home run, folks, and that's the ball game. It's going to be a walk-off. KD is going to come up in here, take them to the finals. And I'm expecting Kevin Durant to be finals MVP again. They're about to three-peat. And if that doesn't scare the league, they might four-peat next year. The league needs to do something, man. My Houston Rockets, I'm calling you out. I've been saying this for the past 3 years. I am a loyal Houston Rockets fan. And I had said, if we don't pick up another superstar to help James Harden score, we're going to be second best all the time. You gotta get a superstar here. You need to bring Jimmy Butler, whoever, Kyrie. It don't matter if the dude wants to quit at the end of the season. Don't matter. You need another superstar to compliment James Harden. Yes, James Harden does handle the ball a lot and all this stuff. But we saw that Chris Paul is declining in age. You saw this year. He wasn't the same Chris Paul from last year in the playoffs. They need to bring a superstar like Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, somebody, even Kawhi Leonard if you could get him, if possible. They got to do something. If not, James Harden's going to stay in Houston, and his talent's either going to rot away and we're not going to win nothing, or it kills me to say this. I love James Harden. I'm a diehard James Harden fan. But if he doesn't get that championship, he's leaving. He will be gone. And I know all the Houston Rockets fans out there do not want to hear that. But if Daryl Morey, Tillman Fertitta out there, if you do not get him a superstar, James Harden is packing his bags and he's going to want out. And it's facts. You need to go after Anthony Davis, try to get a trade package, whatever you can do. Figure it out. But if y'all don't give him some help, he's going to get tired of always being the one to be counted on. And we've seen in history, the greatest teams have had help. We're seeing it right now with the Warriors. The Warriors have firepower from all three levels. Klay Thompson's having an off-night game. Steph Curry steps up. If they're both having an off-night game, Draymond Green steps up. Now they have KD. If they're all three of them are having an off game, KD steps up. You got to help James Harden out. You got to figure out what works. James Harden needs all the help he can get. You got to get him somebody. He can't carry the team on his own. Chris Paul's aging. Keep him on the team. I say, honestly, Clint Capella did not deserve the money we gave him. We gave him a big contract, and he did not show up in this playoffs for anything. I didn't see him do what Shaq did. He didn't do nothing. Wasted the money. Waste the money right there. But we paid him. He is an asset to the team right now, so we got to stick with it. But Chris Paul's aging, so you need to bring in a Kyrie Irving, John Wall, whatever you got to do. Bring in a young buck. Pick a trade for draft picks, two draft picks or something. Do something. We cannot just continue to do nothing in the offseason and expect results. Mike D'Antoni just keeps scoring. Yeah, that's fine. That's all fine and dandy, but you got to get scorers. You can't have role players. You got to have shooters. You got to have sharpshooters. You can't just run and gun. You know, even me at the rec center, I could shoot up 50 shots. Doesn't mean they're all 50 going in. I might make 5 of those 50. Doesn't equal out. Sorry, D'Antoni. Anybody can come up with that. honestly believe if you're deciding, the Houston Rockets are deciding to move on from D'Antoni, they better do it today. Because you got Ty Lue, who has won with a championship team player in LeBron James. He knows how to handle those players. Why not let Ty Lue see what he could do with James Harden? So, on that note, you know, I love my Houston Rockets. I love my squad. It is, like I was saying, man, a lot of people have been, like, hassling me about, man, why you get mad because of your Cowboys? Why you get mad because of your Rockets? Why you get mad because of your Rangers? Same reason why the Knicks got mad. All the Knicks fans. Because we're passionate about our teams. But you don't get paid from them. They don't pay you. Do they pay you for a check? Why you get all mad then? It's just a game. You're right. Yeah, it is a game. I don't get paid. I don't get paid to play. I wish I did. Some of us are fortunate enough to do that. But real talk, they're still my squad. You know, a lot of us have hobbies. This is one of my hobbies. I love my teams. And I'm going to ride and die with my Cowboys. I'm going to ride and die with my Rockets. I'm going to ride and die with my Rangers no matter what. And I'll never give up on them. You know, I said at the beginning of the year, the Golden State Warriors were the team to beat. We had the opportunity. We had them weakened. We couldn't finish them. Straight up. Couldn't finish them. 2 years in a row. Couldn't finish them. Had them on the ropes back to back. Couldn't knock out the champ. And like I said, you know, game one, they were complaining about the refs. Hey, it's like boxing. You gotta knock out the champ to win. You gotta knock out the champ to be number one. And that's facts. So, finals, I'm expecting Milwaukee against Golden State Warriors. Warriors are winning in six. Three-peat for the Golden State Warriors. It sucks for me to say that, but it's the facts. It is what it is. The Warriors are the team to beat. And until that team dismantles on its own, nobody will stop them. Unless you have some superstars hook up in the summer and get together and create their own little squad to run it with them straight up. But we'll see what happens, guys. It's your boy, Jimmy G. I'm a die hard James Harden fan. But Houston, it's a warning. Get him some help or he's going to leave. It's going to happen. Anthony Davis part two. I don't think y'all want that in H-Town. And I'm a diehard Houston Rockets fan. And I'm letting you know, he ain't gonna put up with it that long, because I wouldn't. So either get him some help, get him some big players, big money players, big baller players, big shot players, or he's gonna walk straight up. It's your boy Jimmy G. Enjoy the rest of the NBA playoffs. I will chime in back next week. Y'all enjoy your day. Love life. Be happy. Love yourself. Most importantly, love yourself. You know, you gotta love yourself because nobody else will. So love yourself, be happy, put God first, your family second, and everything else comes after that. Love your loved ones, kiss your loved ones goodnight. Y'all be safe, be easy, peace.